You're listening to SBS News.
There's growing pressure on airlines and airports heading into school holidays and the end-of-year Christmas and festive season. After years of border uncertainty and job struggles across the sector, it's now launching a recruitment blitz. More than 4,000 roles need to be filled across Sydney Airport, says recruiter Monique Austin.
We've got cabin cleaning, baggage handling, truck drivers are in need at the moment. We also do PRM, which is helping passengers with reduced mobilities. Sydney and other ports as well. We're in Brisbane, Melbourne. We've just started in Perth and Adelaide. Yeah. All across Australia.
Ms. Austin came to the last Sydney Airport Jobs Fair just 3 months ago and is now on the other side of the counter, with 50 of the airport's largest employers helping to recruit more staff. The Jobs Fair hopes to address the ongoing demand for staff, which is reflected in a well-documented nationwide labour crisis. Jobs up for grabs include roles at luxury retailers, hotels, airlines, fast food and government agencies, while terminal service providers are in the market for workers too. Virgin Australia, Qantas, Australian Border Force, Australian Federal Police, Tax and Duty Free, Global Exchange and Swissport are also hiring. Recruiter Adalia Lopez explains.
The aviation industry was hit very hard, so we lost a lot of good workers at the time. So what I've noticed is a lot of them are coming back. Me, myself, during COVID, I was working some of these positions, and then now I've transitioned into HR. So I think a lot of old people are coming back looking to rejoin.
Some job seekers are keen on a career change, like Abdullah Khan and Andrew Kenyatto.
I heard about this great opportunity about getting good jobs in the future that people are hiring. And from what I can see, it's pretty good. You can get experience on the job. Some of them, you just need a high school qualification. Sometimes they just take you in. So yeah, it's a pretty good experience.
There is a lot of opportunities here today. And I come to have a look.
Major airlines face calls from consumer advocates to ensure appropriate compensation for any potential flight delays or cancellations. This upcoming school holiday fortnight, Sydney Airport says it expects nearly 2.4 million people to pass through terminals. That includes around 1.65 million domestic passengers and around 720,000 international passengers. Figures like that would surpass the 2.1 million passengers during the equivalent 21-day school holiday period in June-July. That period is remembered for travel congestion and chaos caused by staff shortages. An additional 60 customer service staff will be in the terminals this time around, helping passengers get to where they need to go. Sydney Airport CEO Jeff Colbert says the airport this time is much better placed, despite Thursday's snap public holiday, the AFL Grand Final and the school holidays.
But we're doing everything we can, we're throwing everything that we can at it to make sure that people get through on time. We're holding our guidance to get to the airport 2 hours before domestic and 3 hours before international. If you do that, even if there is congestion in the terminals, we're very confident that we'll get you through.
New research from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows workers are slowly returning to the entire tourism sector, with a 2.6% increase in full-time tourism jobs. This is still well below pre-pandemic levels of 376,000 recorded in December 2019. It's a similar story for part-time jobs, which increased to almost 341,000, again, remains below the 373,000 reached before COVID-19. One government agency in the industry is Australian Border Force, who are also keen to recruit new staff. Here's ABF Superintendent Hani Elbaturi.
Ultimately, we want to attract good people. We want to attract people that have good communication skills, that are interested in a rewarding, exciting, challenging career protecting Australia. So this is an attempt for us to showcase what we have and talk to people that are interested in careers, encourage them to apply, because really there's no barrier to applying. The only barrier is that you're at least 18 years old and you're an Australian citizen. Ideally, you're someone that has good communication skills and you share our values.
Sydney Airport lost nearly half of its staff, 15,000 jobs, when the pandemic hit. And since then, roughly two-thirds of the roles have now been filled. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.